Human Strong, presented in partnership with Bayridge Counseling Centers. And now, this week's conversation.
Today we're discussing anger and emotional trauma, and we're here with Nicole Callender, therapist at Bayridge Counseling Centers. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this is a big topic, and I can't even imagine how deep it goes, but anger is such a big issue, isn't it?
Well, I think the issue is that we don't really recognize the feelings we're feeling. And anger, because it's so intense, we often use anger as our go-to emotion for everything, when half the time we're probably not even feeling anger. But our brain is like, oh, intense emotion, I need to react with our automatic anger behaviors that we're used to.
You teach an anger management course at Bayridge Counseling Centers. What is anger, and why is the emotion that gets so many people in trouble?
Well, anger is just a feeling, which a lot of people wouldn't even classify as a feeling, because often it's the behaviors that are associated with anger that get people in trouble. Anger is actually usually a secondary emotion. Usually people that react with anger, it's because they're hurt or they're afraid of being hurt. But we don't often want to admit that we're being hurt, so we react with anger a lot of times.
And as you said that, I just thought of it. Then sometimes it comes from embarrassment or being insecure, or maybe you don't know the answer to that question, or you're at work, or you don't have the answers, and so you feel like, you know, defensive.
Yeah, because that adrenaline starts pumping through you, right? And that creates that anger feeling. And also, anger is triggered so easily. If we're hungry or if we're tired, often that anger reaction comes a lot more quicker than other emotions.
And can you explain the emotional trauma around anger, in particular for partners or those who deal with angry people?
Often I have clients in my anger management class, and they're like, I'm not sure why I need to take this class. I only have big anger one or two times a year. And the problem is that the partners don't know when that one or two times per year is going to occur. So every time their partner gets angry, they protect themselves and they get anxious because they're not sure if is this going to be the scary anger time or not. So even though that the individual may only be angry one or two times per year, the partner has to prepare every single time they're angry.
So walking on eggshells for the rest of the year. Just yeah. Waiting for that to go off.
Yeah, because they don't know, and scary anger has sometimes pretty serious consequences.
Well, Nicole Callender, a therapist at Bayridge Counseling Centers, how can we get a hold of you and in touch with you and other therapists to help us with emotional trauma due to anger?
Our website is probably the easiest because everything is listed. Our contact phone number, www.bayridgecounselingcenters.ca. But we also offer a Human Strong platform where we offer free courses on certain topics throughout the week, which are also pretty beneficial for those that aren't quite sure what therapy is and just want to try some of the free courses first.
Well, thanks for taking time out of your busy day and sharing some coping mechanisms and telling us a little bit more about anger and how we can deal with it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Human Strong. Remember, we're all in this together. We are Human Strong.